This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I discovered the other day, much to my surprise, that my family has a subscription to HBO Max, which explains how some in the house have been binging The West Wing. But I digress. The point is that Netflix and HBO Max and Disney Plus have had basically a captive audience for the past year or so, joined along the way by Peacock and most recently Paramount Plus. The pandemic, though, is waning. The weather is getting warmer, and you can, if you want to, just turn off the TV and go outside. Believe you me, or better yet, believe Marketplace's Jasmine Garzd, the streaming platforms know this, and they are fighting back.
Be honest. How many baking shows have you watched in the last year? How many British royal dramas? What about Japanese shows involving pandas doing death metal karaoke? Anyone? No? Okay. Warm weather is always a slow season for broadcast, and this year, streaming platforms are dealing with especially antsy audiences. Professor David Offenberg focuses on the business of entertainment at Loyola Marymount University.
They're going from selling ice cream in the summer to selling ice cream in the winter. It's a very different marketplace they're going to face going forward.
Things started escalating a few months ago when HBO Max used Wonder Woman 1984 to usher in a new deal.
I don't want to be like anyone anymore. I want to be number one.
All Warner Brothers films will premiere on HBO Max this year instead of in movie theaters exclusively. NYU professor Charles Schrager, who is also a former HBO executive, calls it a bold strategy.
Bold and expensive, and makes a very big statement about what the future is for theatrical films.
Disney Plus just followed in those footsteps. It'll premiere Marvel's Black Widow on its own platform. Meanwhile, production overall has been rebounding. Los Angeles film permit applications have increased by 43% between January and February. Netflix this month reportedly dropped $55 million for a gothic horror film with Christian Bale and $18 million for the U.S. rights to a thriller starring Liam Neeson. The challenge for these companies will be keeping subscriber prices low while spending this kind of cash. Disney Plus is already raising prices, but cheaper membership plans supported by advertising may be the next big thing. HBO Max has just announced one for the summer. Tim Henlon is a media analyst with the Verterre Group.
Amazon and Netflix have to be looking very carefully at what HBO Max and Peacock have done.
There's big money to be made, says Hanlon.
Advertisers are clamoring to be in streaming video offerings because they know the vast majority now of viewership is not in linear television anymore.
In fact, network television just got dealt another crippling blow.
Welcome to Thursday Night Football.
Amazon Prime will be paying a reported $1 billion a year to the NFL for exclusive rights to stream Thursday Night Football, starting in 2023 for 10 years. It's an actual game changer, says Tim Hanlon.
The inclusion of digital rights in the NFL's new deals with all of the big broadcast television entities is the beginning of the end of the classic broadcast television and local TV station model.
But there's still going to be a lot to watch this summer and some lower price options. Yes, it is a beautiful day and your friends are waiting for you, but so is the Justice League. I'm Jasmine Garzd for Marketplace.